Masechta Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah has continued discussing the significant amounts of different items in order to be over Haitza. What's the minimum significant amount that he has to carry in order to be over Haitza? Mishnah Beis, Hamaitzi Chevel, someone who carries out a rope from one domain to another domain, Kedei Lases Eizen Lekupa, which is long enough to make a handle for a basket. So that's a significant amount. That's going to be transgress the Malacha Deraisa of Haitza. Gemi, if he's carrying out a reed, Kedei Lases Talai Lanafa Ulakavra, to make a talai, to make a loop, to hang up a sifter or a sieve. And this loop was smaller than the handle of the basket, so for a gemi it's a smaller amount than the rope. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedei Little Mimenu Midas Mino Lakatan, in order to measure the size for a shoe for a small child, all you need is a small little length to measure his foot to show to the shoemaker how big to make the shoe. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is this is both for the rope and for the chevel and for the gemi, and it's a shorter shear, the amount to measure the foot of a small child. Nayar, if he's taking out a piece of paper, kedei lichtiv lav kesher mechzin, the amount that it would take to write the sign of the toll collector. When there was tolls collecting, when they would cross over the river, there was a guard on one side and a guard on the other side, and when he would cross and pay the toll, he would get a ticket that said that he paid the toll on one side, and he would have to show it to the other toll collector on the other side of the river. They would just write two letters, but they would write them larger than the standard handwriting, two large letters on this piece of paper. So this piece of paper with that size for those two large letters to make this sign for the toll collector, that was the minimum significant piece of paper. And someone who carries out on Shabbos that ticket from the collector, he's chayav. Here it doesn't mention that it was nair, it was paper. Even if it was made from a different material, like a cloth, parchment, which generally you need more of. But if it's already a made ticket for the toll collector, so then he's going to be over for carrying it out in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Nair machuk, if it's a paper that was already erased, so it has smudges, and it doesn't look, it's not fitting for new writing, so kedei lichrich alpi tzleches katana shel palyatain, the amount needed to wrap around and cover over a small perfume bottle. Mishnah Gimel. Or, if he's carrying out a piece of leather, kedei lases kameya, the amount needed to make an amulet, they would take a little cloth with something written on it and wrap it in a piece of leather. So the leather used to wrap up this kameya, this amulet, that was the significant size for Haitza. Cloth, if it's a piece of parchment, kedei lichtav lav parsha katana sheba tefillin, to write the smallest parsha from the parshas that are in the tefillin, shehi Shema Yisrael, which is the parsha of Shema Yisrael, that's the smallest one. So a parchment that's the size to write that parsha of Shema Yisrael is significant enough to be over Haitza with. Diyari, if he's carrying ink, kedei lichtav shtei eisias, the amount of ink necessary to write two letters. Kechol, if he's carrying eye makeup, kedei lichol ayin achas, the amount necessary just to make up one eye, to paint one of the eyes. The Rav says that was already considered significant because some of the women would wear a veil blocking one of their eyes, and they only needed to put makeup on the other eye, so just one eye's amount for makeup was enough for significance for the Melacha of Haitza.